that's fucking, that's the turtles.
Oh, I'm moving around. I'm dancing like my dad. Rickin' yeah.
Like
I think
dad.
I'm doing a boogaloo. I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I'm loving the sax.
Yeah, they're Barry sax in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Turtles, the album is called The Battle,
Battle
of
the Bands.
We are hearing the title track, the titular track. This is like, what, 68? I forgot the year.
1669, yeah. And it was really cool because they took on the persona of the different acts.
Yes.
The fake acts in this Battle of the Bands. And
right.
Isn't this one with King Kamano Wanalea on it?
I think so,
I
yes.
I think, yeah.
Eleanor is the big hit on it.
Of course.
And you
My
showed me.
Song.
Eleanor is a great song, yeah.
I made Ryan play that song.
One of the only songs in the history of the top 10 that has the word et cetera in it.
That's true. That's true.
And they wrote that in there to intentionally dissuade, or to, as a flying finger to the record label, who said, you've got to write another Happy Together.
They're like, okay,
yeah,
here it is.
You can do that.
Et cetera.
Here's
et
cetera, your
crappy
tune. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, but definitely worth checking out because of the concept. It's basically a concept album because
yeah.
it's different bands, different styles of music, you know.
Yeah.
So, very good. Flo and Eddie, man.
You can't go wrong with the Turtles, man. Anything Volman and Kalen.
Yeah, exactly.
Automatic.
Better known as Flo and Eddie, so if you see Flo and Eddie records from the 70s,
buy them.
Get them.
Every last one, there's not a bad one.
That's right. Well, shall we get cracking
Let's
here?
Crack. Crack is fantastic for kids like us.
Excellent.
Release the Kraken!
Abbey Road Records show.
Heavy metal, rock and roll is always going to be with us. Day after day, year after year, it's never going to die.
Who likes rock and roll? Yeah!
Abbey Road Records show.
Put down the boxing gloves and try and just get it together.
Well, hey, lover!
Hey, lover!
The Savvy Road Record Show is on the air, your hipster-free vinyl podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McKay, and now, the caretaker of this hell's kitchen of a recording studio, A.D. Adam.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the hot and the accursed Sunny Slope District of the fine city of Phoenix, Arizona, also known as Satan's least favorite cavity. We're here, as always, to bring you joy, laughter, a bit of disgust, and perhaps some unwarranted stirrings in your nethers. That's right. It's another episode of Music and Fun here at Shabby Road Studio and Lube. So, gentlemen, start your engines, and ladies, vroom, vroom. I've got me a dual cam supercharged fuel injector. It ain't banger under this here hood. And you know what that means?
What?
I got records,
you
baby.
Got records.
I got records. So
we got some records to share.
Yeah, let's say we get them some bitches spinning some laps, eh, Earl? All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Clem.
You know.
Yeah, so thank you guys very much for hanging out with us here at the Shab. Welcome aboard. This is episode 182.
Jeez.
Plugging away, which means me over here on the black side of the room, I will be celebrating the year that was 1982. I brought one from 82.
Well, did you? Mm-hmm. Well, I got some. I don't know what
you have been complaining about what you've chosen to play tonight.
I don't know. It's complaining. Listen, mine's from 77.
Okay,
and,
that's a good start.
What I have in my mystery box is a milestone in the annals of Shabstery. It could be oodles of fun, Ryan. It could be oodles of fun. It also could be the most egregious waste of gigabytes in the entirety of this podcast.
Gigabytes? How long is it?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know gigabytes bytes from a trilobite or whatever, troglodyte. So, but I'll let you in the academy out there, the Shabby Academy, be the final arbiter to have I made a most egregious error by bringing this disc, or are we going to have a good time?
I feel like it's sort of akin to a Cock Mobster or a Battered Wives album.
Yeah.
All right. You're good at that.
Cock.
Let's say hi to our good friend over there, Liz Morgan.
Liz.
Hi, guys.
Liz got to see Faster Pussycat last night.
Finally.
How were
right?
they?
Oh, my God. They were so good.
Good.
Were they fast?
They were fast.
All right.
And they were pussycat.
Mm. Yeah. Did they play Bathroom Wall?
Yes, they did.
Okay. House of Pain?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They played them all, I guess.
Yeah. That's all of them, right?
All the big
That's
hits.
All I remember.
Yeah.
I liked them guys back in the day.
Something
though.
Stick It and Lick It or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were more in the style of the Guns N' Roses rather than the bigger hair goofball band.
Right.
Yeah, they've given up all the sleazier. Glam yeah. makeup and everything.
Right.
And
more
just,
street level.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
If there was a Hanoi Rock still around, there probably wouldn't have been a Faster Pussycat.
No.
It's kind of like the same.
Tammy was good. It was really good.
It was good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Liz has with her another pussycat known as Sal 5000.
God damn it! Fuck!
I think that's how she purrs.
Yes,
she
that's
thinks
right.
she likes you, Ryan.
She's sounding very fired up to get going tonight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, well.
I love that one. Play that one again.
What?
I don't know why I enjoy that one so much. All right, so let's get these records out, shall we?
Well, yeah. But you know what? Maybe we should talk about the good folks at nameonanything.com.
That's
Ryan.
A good idea.
What do you think we should do? You know, and I'm feeling good.
Wonderful idea.
No,
thank
you know, I thought it was important because I've actually written the ultimate jingle for our friends at nameonanything.com. It goes like this.
Oh, God.
There's a lady who's sure that she wants to put a photo of her Beagle Jasper on a tote bag. So she clicks on nameonanything.com. When she clicks there, she knows that even if the stores are all closed, she can get more than just tote bags, but pretty much anything she can fucking think of with her name, Jasper, on it, too.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, and it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder why you shouldn't go immediately to nameonanything.com. You can get cool shit on nameonanything.com.
And you'll save 10% if you mention Shabby Road Wreckage Show when you put your order together. So go over there now. Build a stairway to nameonanything.com.
Absolutely. My apologies to Pink Floyd.
Lovely. All right. Liz has the two,
are we doing
the two playing cards. And that's going to determine who's going to be the first one to go here. She's got a red and a black. AD's the red side of the room. I'm the black side of the room. And I think I'll pick this week. I feel like it's my turn. I don't remember.
You need to go first, right?
Let's go Sinister Hand, left hand, Liz.
Black.
Oh, it's you, AD. Oh, no.
Black.
It's black.
Oh, it's black. Oh, I thought yes. it... Oh, sorry. Whoops.
That turned out well.
Okay.
Okay,
so I'm going first.
I just need to muster up the nerve to spin mine here.
I have something from 82.
All right, I think. Well, 82 is still not all god-awful yet.
No, I believe we said... on previous episodes that the 80s don't begin until the summer of 83.
Right. So I think we're still
I don't know why we said
safe.
Summer.
Just because Brian Adams? I don't know.
Summer of 83. 69. This is a classic hard rock and metal album from 82. I've been on a metal tear as I get into these 80s because that's what I loved.
You have.
Yeah, because the 80s, I mean, when I was around when these records were coming out. Now 82... Little Ryan is buying a bunch of records.
Yeah, you
oh, yeah, yeah.
So cassettes, actually, I think, at that point.
K-sets, I believe they
K-sets.
Were called in the Midwest.
This was one, however, that was always an import, so I couldn't get it. But I managed to find, actually, an import version of it, old stock here. And I got a great copy of this little beauty in here from 1982 from our favorite Long Island heavy metal act that was huge in the clubs, but they finally got a record deal and over in the UK.
It's gotta be Twisted Fucking Sister.
Twisted
right?
Fucking Sisters Under the Blade.
TFS, man.
There they are.
Woo!
Look at them.
How fun were they then?
On Secret Records. This is the original pressing
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. This one rocks balls, man.
We were just talking about Twisted Sister recently. You had that story about Dick Wagner. The guy that was
yeah
some dude over in England was pretending to
posing to be Dick Wagner
to bilk money out of Atlantic
so
Records.
He invited them over to his mansion
and then check out the guitars.
Yeah, check out all the guitars. Well, it must be it's got to be Dick Wagner. Who's got these guitars? He's fucking British, you guys.
Hello, I'm Dick Wagner
from Detroit.
Top of the morning to you.
I'm from Detroit, Minnesota. Or is he right?
Sounds legit to me.
That was Mark the Animal Mendoza.
Yes, thank you. That was
legit to me.
So, of course, Twisted Sister's lore. If anybody has not seen that documentary, even if you're not a fan of Twisted Sister, you got to go onto Netflix and watch that. What is it? We Are Twisted Fucking Sister?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Great.
And
awesome.
It really doesn't even get into their fame. It traces their history in the clubs, and that's their their thing from like 74.
They did all the big clubs. They did the Lemours, and they did Sinbad's in Buffalo, and they did the Penny Arcade and Rockchester.
Rockchester.
That's where we used to open up for them.
Yeah, so fucking, you used to open for them.
Oh, those were the days, man. Fuck. Yeah.
And they would pack them in, right? They were a huge draw.
Oh, yeah. And if somebody wasn't rocking, they'd stop in the middle of a song. You, back there in the striped shirt. You should be rocking or you get the fuck out of here. You know, and he'd point them at people. Yeah, you fucking get your ass.
The best D. Snyder story is when he did that too. Like, that section over there
is not getting up and rocking. Stand up, you motherfuckers, and rock with us or you get the fuck out of here.
Right. And somebody's like, D, that's the special needs section.
Why is D. Snyder having a British accent between you two?
I don't know.
Because it's just
better. Because our accents are terrible.
It's better. Yeah, it just works out.
They did.
You guys have such good New York and New Jersey accents.
How dare you question our art?
Twisted Sister did this huge show in their hometown of Long Island. The area. And they packed in like thousands and thousands of people to this outdoor event, and it was the same night that Kiss rolled into town during the Dynasty tour in like 79. And
Kiss had nine people
Kiss
there.
Kiss had like nine people, and everybody on Long Island was watching Twisted Sister at the outdoor. It was a free show, but it was kind of interesting to show you like how popular they were with no record deal, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They put 3,000 people in the Palladium in New York City.
Fuck.
Just no record deal, just a local band.
But you look at them and you go, I'm not going to sign. Jason Flom goes, I'm not going to sign that.
Well, yeah, indeed.
But he did.
Yeah.
They got signed eventually. Atlantic. It was an Atlantic they signed to?
They finally,
and that's
yes.
Jason Flom, isn't it?
Right.
Wow, funny.
D tells a story like A&R guys would come and see us play at some club, and they'd go back to their label executives the next day and go, I just saw the most amazing band. I mean, they were freaking killing it. The crowd in the palm of their hands, they got such a rabid fan base. Really? Who was it? They're called Twisted Sister. Oh, those guys.
And they look like this.
No, that's an old local band. They've been around forever, and we're not going to sign them. We're going to sign like the people that just put in five people, like the sort of they're only playing for like 5 or 10 people at the club.
Sure, yeah.
Those kind of like really trendy acts that no one likes.
Yeah. But we've turned them down 6 times already, the Twisted Sister.
Yeah. So they ended up making their own label and pressing their own records. They released 2 45s back in the day. And one of those...
That's a 90.
That's right. They caught the attention of a UK punk label called Secret Records. And so they go over to England and start hanging out over there, and they got their little
Dick record. Wagner.
Yeah, Dick Wagner. Running to Dick Wagner. Fake Dick Wagner.
Right.
And so off they go, and they start making this record, and it's produced by Pete Way of UFO.
Yep.
And as I said before, like, the copies that you normally see out there in the wild is the, like, after Twisted Sister got famous, Atlantic put out a version with an extra song on it.
Oh, you bet your ass they did.
Oh, of course. You got to capitalize on
the extra song, in case you already owned it. You go, well, I'm a completist, so I got to get the new album.
Right.
Atlantic.
Right. So, yeah, they're cashing in on the success of Stay Hungry, you know, that album with We're Not Going to Take It and all that. Which, that song, We're Not Going to Take It, was actually a fairly old song. I think it was written back in this era of the band, earlier 80s. It wasn't quite finished. Actually, they were trying, like, they were going to put this out on Secret Records as a single, We're Not Going to Take It. But the story about Secret Records is that it folded. So this album, you know, does okay, but then that was it. Like, the label just closed the door.
There was no support then for this record, I guess.
No. Wow. But they did get a chance to do some publicity for it over in the UK, and that's where Atlantic Records took notice, like, oh, okay, well, actually the record did okay in England, because it was right in the middle of heavy metal time in England, right?
And it's got a real cool underground feel to it. It's not a mainstream thing, and I don't think We're Not Going to Take It would have even fit on this record. So it was actually a smart move.
Yeah.
Kind of the more pop anthem hit right when they needed it, I think, the most.
Right.
So it was good move on their part, really.
And I sort of like this Atlantic was begrudgingly, you know, signing Twisted Sister, because their first album isn't Stay Hungry, it's the one before it.
Warriors. That's
You Can't Stop Rock and Roll.
Yeah, Can't Stop Rock and Roll.
Yeah, which is another good
I think that was a great record. That may be their best record.
I don't know if it's their best. Stay Hungry is their best.
It's great. But that title track of Can't Stop Rock and Roll rocks.
Oh, yeah. That's maybe one of their better songs. Yeah.
Powerful shit.
I always liked Twisted Sister. I got Stay Hungry back in the day for Christmas. And, I was 11 or something. Yeah. Just loved it. You know, my poor mother looked at the cover of that album and was like, oh, God, no. What? What are you listening to?
The fact that they're in the Pee Wee Herman movie, the Pee Wee's Big Adventure, is,
oh, that's right.
Definitely
right.
A bonus yes. point.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to play the track called Under the Blade.
Oh, from Under the Blade. Kick ass.
And it's a classic song that I believe was referenced in those PMRC hearings. That's when Tipper Gore and a bunch of people in the government tried to censor records and put warning labels on it and stuff, and D testified famously. Mm-hmm. And Under the Blade talks about, they think it's like a murdery thing, and he's like, no, it's about having surgery, going in for an appendectomy or adidectomy.
Yeah,
or
hey.
Lop it off of me. So anyway, side two, track two. Let's go back to 82 here with some great heavy metal.
You know you're not going home tonight. Be it check or switch, doctors are mine. No way to run, every way you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you made. When your time has come, you'll accept the blade.
Oh,
goodness.
Come on, how hard does that rock?
That's so fun, that record.
Yeah.
They were rocking balls.
They were a great band.
They got more of a New York quality on that record that they never had with the subsequent records, I think.
Well, they kind of turned into product after that. They did have that club vibe, that the band just throwing down at it. I mean, in New York back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, those clubs, I don't know if they still do, but... Dude, those New York clubs stay open till 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, and it just feels like it's 4:30. And they're pushing that last encore and just like fucking people. And people, they're not tired.
No.
New York ain't tired at 4:30 in the morning. Not when Twisted Sister's on stage, man.
A city that never sleeps.
Oh, fuck, man. How great was that?
Very good.
Guys, I finally
Oh, there it
New
is.
New York City!
Ladies, shut the fuck up!
Mark the Animal Mendoza yelling from his tenement window there.
He's back there tuning his guitar. Yeah. Somebody's in there. Hey, lady.
So that you can hear that mix is pretty not great.
Right.
It's more of a punk rock mix, and that was the record label. Pete Way, drunk as a skunk, mixing it, I'm sure. But that's the thing. So getting the original pressing, it was a much desirable pressing because it was the only way for years that you could find that mix was on the original vinyl. So go out there and see if you can scoop that one up. And it's about $30 in America right now.
Yeah.
Probably $3 in the UK.
Yep, I got my copy of that.
Next time you go to London, pick it up and bring it back.
I'll bring it back for you there, Liz.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, AD.
We'll make a list for you.
Yeah.
Next time we go.
So AD's going to take us into a weird place now, right?
Is that take you in a weird place right here. The selection I have picked for my mystery box.
Do I need to get ready for this?
I don't know what we need to do for this. It definitely treads on new ground here.
Mm.
Okay? Now, there are many types of albums. We're the Shabby Road Record Show. The premise of this show is we play records from our personal collection.
Okay, yes. Okay. That's what I just did.
So, no comedy albums have been played yet, have they?
Well.
Now, listen. Now, comedy albums.
Pac-Man Fever.
Yeah, and you got all right, well, yeah, but that. you may have a point there.
Mae West.
Well, okay, with Pac-Man Fever, all I have to say is, Ryan, you started this.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that there. Okay, so.
Understood.
You know, no comedy albums have been played yet. And in the, like, 50s. 60s, 70s, I mean, you had Lenny Bruce albums. They became quite popular. Lenny Bruce in the 50s, 60s, like Bob Newhart, Bill Cosby.
Red Fox.
Red Fox, George Carlin.
Cheech
70s, Richard Pryor, Flip Wilson, Monty Python, Cheech and Chong in the 70s, right?
Uh-huh.
And I have all of those that we mentioned on my shelves. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, God.
I did not bring a comedy album. And I don't believe anybody has played a straight-ahead classical album either, like Haydn, Bach, Vivaldi. I've got all those.
Yeah, I know. You got
right
those.
On there. Ryan?
Did you bring a classical
album? I did not bring a classical album. Aww. And I don't believe anybody has brought any Latin instrumental albums here, Ryan, like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, or Los Indios Trabajadores. I got those. They're right over there, Ryan.
No. Okay. Not in your box tonight?
I didn't bring a Latin instrumental album, Ryan. But what I did bring is so different than anything we've ever spun here.
Oh, God.
I found it fun. I found it interesting and found it unique. And me being a child born in the late 50s, Ryan.
Yes. Yeah. 1850s.
We used to eat beans by the campfire and do songs like this.
Prohibition was a bitch.
But I was, I was still privy to the old radio serials. Right? Like the old Flash Gordons and the Lone Rangers and Sky Pilot. The story, you know, it was like TV on radio. They would tell stories and they would have a serial and you would tune in next week for Sky Pilot, you know?
Winston Cigarettes presents Sky Pilot.
And so there was all those old radio shows. And that was, you know, we caught the tail end of that and we're privy to that through our parents and reruns on TV that, you know. So... With that in mind, I present for the Shabby Academy's approval or disapproval. Let us know think about this.
Oh, God.
A guy known by one name and one name only. And I'm not talking about the King of Rock and Roll.
Not Elvis?
No, Elvis. Is that is that a cheeseburger over there?
Hang on. Would you like a bite, Elvis?
I think Liz brought cheeseburgers.
Yes,
hang on.
Here, you can have a bite of mine, Elvis. Here, go.
Thank you.
Thank you. So...
Well,
Elvis. How's it going up there in heaven? You talking to Aretha Franklin? And
We're enjoying a cheeseburger right now. Let's not talk about depressing things. Now, she's my friend, and we'll get to that in a minute, but damn, is this a good cheeseburger. Thank you, Lord.
Elvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen, from behind the
grave. I'm actually eating a cheeseburger. I'll wash it down with a Miller. Miller's beer.
Of course.
Okay, so I did not bring the king of rock and roll, known by one name only. I brought
Liberace.
The Kojak book and record set, Ryan.
What in the Sam hell is that?
This is
a comic book.
I found that at Record Room, and I was with Gary, and he goes, "You have to buy that." I'm like, "It's $6.99, Gary." He goes, "I'm buying it. I'm buying it for you, and you have to." It is the Kojak book and record set featuring two exciting stories, Ryan. Side one is Five Star Final, and side two is A Question of Honor. Oh. What it is it's an album. It's an LP that have stories on it, basically episodes of Kojak, the old street cop from the TV series, starring Telly Savalas.
I've watched a few of those. They're on, I think, Netflix. You can watch them. They're great.
And it's company, if you're kind of weeding through there, it's got a 20-page, full-color, full-sized comic book.
Yes.
And the talk bubbles that are on the comics there that you're reading are word-for-word the dialogue that's actually on the record.
Oh, okay.
So it even comes complete with the bing when you have to turn the page, which is awesome as fuck. Christ. So there is no information on this record.
I didn't do that.
It's out there. There's no credits. Nobody's getting credit for it. Telly Savalas, who is obviously his face and image is depicted all over this record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Plus the old gang from the Kojak series. Now, if you're from, overseas and aren't familiar with Kojak, Kojak was an American TV crime drama originally aired in the United States between 1973 and 1978. Of course, Telly Savalas played Detective Lieutenant Theo Kojak of the New York City Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his other characters, which, like, remember Crocker and Kirk? Hey, Curly. Remember Curly?
Curly, that's
And Rizzo.
That's that,
yeah,
that's
let's get older Rizzo. Yep. And Rizzo? Saperstein.
Is that Saperstein there?
That's Saperstein.
They're depicted on the...
And, of course, his nemesis, the constantly frustrated Captain Frank McNeil.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, the gruff...
Well, Kojak played by his own rules.
He did. He was a loner, Dottie, a rebel. So this is – it's just this.
What are you
going to
play off of here?
Well, there's only two choices, side one or side two.
Well, we can't play the whole thing. Are you going to play the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. It's only 9 minutes.
Oh,
This is so full.
I think it might be kind of interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And the great part is the cop lingo.
Yeah.
Stuff like dead is not guts. Dead is just dumb.
Ah.
Or, I want this place busted often, and I want it busted hard.
Nice.
Right?
At any point, does he use Pickle Park Badge Bunny?
No, he does not. Well, not verbally. I think he's thinking it, though.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the always popular Who Loves You, Baby?
You gotta have that.
Yeah, that's on the end of, I think, side one.
Yeah.
At the end of that. But it doesn't say that Telly Savalas is actually playing Kojak here, but I think it is. But he's probably, don't put my fucking name on that. But I think what it is it's a, it's kind of a, what do you call it, contractual obligation thing.
Oh.
It came out in 1977, I think, 77, on Peter Pan Records, which was a kids label. They put out children's albums.
I seem to remember that logo now that you mentioned it. Wow,
right, yeah.
What a trip.
So it was just a spinoff. It was just a way to merch the freaking... the TV show, and they had, different shows. Like, you could buy, not Sanford and Son, McMillan and Wife. They had put out an album of McMillan and Wife, I think, and Columbo.
Who would listen to that?
You know, stuff. Well, we're about to, Ryan. We're about to. So, it's just, I listen to it, and I'm going, this is interesting. It's different. We haven't done this before. And it's, again, I was debating doing it, and I'm going, it's kind of a blast from my childhood, because I remember sitting back and listening to those Flash Gordon serials on the radio.
Yeah.
They were in reruns. Obviously, there was television was doing fine by the, you know, early 60s when mm-hmm. it was coming about. But still, they had those remnants, and I was still fascinated by them. And you'd still hear them on an AM radio station when you're driving at night with the parents, wherever.
Yeah.
And so it was a popular thing in my youth, and I thought, you know what? It's a record. It's in my collection. And we haven't done anything weird like this before.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's, you know, so what we're going to play side two, Ryan.
Which is a question of honor?
A question of honor. So, yeah. So it's going to be, now you may love this, you may hate this, but it's so unique. And so, and so all you mugs and malls, you goons and stoolies, copper Shylocks and dames, it's story time here at the Shabby Road Hideout and Grill. No coppers, no fuzz, no flat feet. I'm going to play story number two. Let's listen to Kojak as he cracks another case in A Question of Honor.
$250,000.
Let me see.
First, the money. You don't see a thing until I count the cash.
It's all here.
$250,000?
In small bills, just like you ordered. Come on, Harry, let's get on with it. This is a public place.
It's quiet enough.
Hey, what's the big idea? Put that gun away, Harry. We have a deal.
It's never too late to improve your bargaining position, Marty.
Now listen, we've been doing business together for a long time. Who else are you going to get to buy those stolen bonds?
The world is full of businessmen.
But who's going to pay you 20% on the dollar? Please, Harry, don't!
So long, Marty. Where did she come from?
Call her, I'll shoot.
Cornered by a lady cop.
Freeze, mister.
You won't take me.
Harry, what are you?
Car 763.
This is 763 Central. Go ahead.
763. Officer down in the alleyway at Perry and 10th.
Car 763. 7K.
Nasty one.
Hi, Crocker. Who's our man?
Here's a policewoman.
Who?
Detective Mary Bryant. She's assigned to headquarters.
Well, what happened?
She was shot in the alley. Took two in the shoulder. Must have been pretty close range.
Is she going to make it?
It's touch and go, Lieutenant. The patrol officers didn't bother to wait for an ambulance. They drove her in right away. I'm waiting for a report from the hospital.
I suppose this is all related to our dead friend on the sidewalk.
It seems that way.
You want to be a detective, you know that? Who is he?
Identification on the body says he's Marty Fingers.
You don't say.
Do you know him?
He's the money man for the stocks and bonds racket. I've been trying to lay my hands on him for years.
Looks like someone else found him first.
And I think I know who. I want you and Saperstein to locate, only locate, a second-story man by the name of Harry Creeksfield. He and Marty were pals. Tell Stavros to check all reports of stolen bonds, treasury notes, the whole McGilla, over the past 2 months. Oh, and pull Mary Bryant's package from personnel.
Right, Lieutenant.
I'll be at the hospital.
Is that you, Harry?
Yeah. Hurry and open up.
Oh, Harry, I was so worried about you. Are you okay?
Sitting on top of the world, honey. The next plane to Rio is going to have the both of us in first class.
Oh, Harry. Are we really going this time? Nothing else to do? No loose ends?
All wrapped up. Come here.
Nice kiss. What's this?
What?
In your pocket, that bulge.
Stay out of my pockets.
Harry, it feels like a gun.
It's a water pistol.
No, I can feel it's metal. Harry, let me see it.
It's none of your business, Jean.
It is real. Did you use it?
I told you to mind your own business.
Harry, I want to know about the gun. You never carried one before.
Why are you complaining? I've always given you a piece of the action.
I don't want to be cut in for murder.
Who said anything about murder? You see me with a gun and right away you have me bumping people off.
Let me see the gun, Harry. I want to see if it's been fired.
Since when are you a gun expert?
Why did you need the gun, Harry? Did you kill someone? Harry, did you?
Nobody.
Oh, no. Not Marty. No. No, Harry, not Marty.
I couldn't sell him the bonds.
What do you mean you couldn't sell him the bonds? Who else are you going to sell them to?
I'm not selling them.
Are you crazy? That's hot stuff. Where else can you unload that paper for 20% of the face value?
In South America.
What about the cash?
Oh, Marty paid.
Then you did kill him.
We'll be rich forever.
No, not with me. There's honor in this world, Harry. Even among people like us. Marty was our best friend. How could I ever trust you again?
I guess you can't.
Come on out, Harry. Give me my cut right now.
After I do all the work, you get nothing, baby.
Then I'm going to the cops. I warn you, Harry. I'll tell them everything.
You'll tell them nothing.
No!
Emergency. Dr. Robinson, call extension 49. Dr. McDonald to maternity.
Theo, over here.
Why, Captain McNeil, out making your rounds?
I hate these hospitals. I hate having to wait for status reports on wounded officers.
What's the word?
Yeah, it's not as serious as they first thought. She took one to the shoulder and the other creased her arm. Theo, what in the world was she doing in that alley?
I don't know, Frank. As a matter of fact, there's a lot I don't know about this shooting that bothers me.
Like what, for instance?
Like a dead Marty Fingers, for one, Frank. These guys are the peaceful end of the business. They never carry guns. These are the white-collar boys. You know, everything clean as a whistle.
Maybe he got knocked off by a mugger.
No way, Frank.
What makes you so sure?
She does.
Mary Bryant?
Yeah.
What could she have to do with this?
She's a cop, Frank. She was in the right place at the wrong time. Now, she must have seen the first shooting and then gone after the gunman.
I don't follow any of this, Theo.
Don't you see? She had the payoff staked out from the very beginning, alone. And that's the first violation of department regulations. Second, she corners a man with a gun, has him in her sights, and he manages to squeeze off two shots at her.
What's so unusual about that, Theo? It happens.
Lieutenant Kojak, come to the phone. Lieutenant Kojak, please come to the phone.
It's over there at the nurse's station.
This is Lieutenant Kojak.
Lieutenant, this is Crocker.
Well, what have you got?
A bundle, Lieutenant. We got an address on Creeksfield from records. Turned out to be his girlfriend's apartment, a Jean Lewis.
Check it out.
We did. The Lewis girl is dead. Same as Fingers. Shot at close range. The place was a mess. But we found a receipt from a travel agency. Two seats on a Trans-Latin Airlines to Brazil for tonight at 11 p.m.
It's 10:15 now. Call airport security and alert them. Then you meet me at Kennedy.
Lieutenant, there's one more thing.
Out with it, Bobby.
We pulled Mary Bryant's package from personnel.
Anything about her current assignment?
No, sir, but she was married to Harry Creeksfield from 1959 to 1963.
Car 763 to Central.
This is Central. Go ahead, 763. This is Central. Go ahead, 763.
This is 763 en route to Kennedy Airport, the Trans-Latin Terminal. Alert their security people to stop Harry Creeksfield. Act with caution. He's armed and dangerous.
We'll alert Kennedy security.
Car 763K.
Lieutenant, over here.
Any sign of our boy?
He broke through the blockade they set up for him at the security checkpoint.
There he is, at the boarding gate.
I'll call the others.
No time. He may take a hostage. See if he can get behind him.
Right, Lieutenant.
Hey, Harry.
Who? What? Get out of here, Kojak.
The drama, Harry. You've had enough for one night.
I'm getting out of the country in that plane, Kojak.
Not if I can stop you, Harry.
You won't.
You're only good at point-blank range, Harry. I'm not gonna get that close.
Then I'll take it.
Take who? A hostage? Come on. You scared everyone away with your cap gun.
I'm warning you, Kojak.
Do it peacefully, Harry. You were never a gunman. Why the change? Why did you start to kill? You had a knee wreck. Why did you change signals?
Because it was a little racket. A couple of grand here, a few there. Never enough to pack it up and get out of this jungle.
So you went for the big score.
Stay back, Kojak. I got it. I struck it rich. And now you're not going to stop me, you or anyone else.
I suppose not. Any guy who would shoot his own wife.
Ex-wife. And she was a cop.
But you loved her once.
Not anymore.
Give it up, Harry.
I'll kill you too, Kojak. Freeze, Creeksfield.
He's dead.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I had no choice.
You did right, kid. Any guy who shoots his wife, his girlfriend, and his best friend doesn't have much to live for.
Ha ha ha! Well.
Well, Kojak got him. Well, actually, Creechfield got him.
Yeah, Creechfield got him.
What did we learn there, AD?
Well, we learned that anyone who shoots their wife, their girlfriend, and their best friend.
Right.
Ain't got much to live for.
Yeah.
Seemed like everything was okay, but it was the and your best friend.
Yeah, as opposed to or.
You can shoot your wife and your girlfriend.
Or.
And.
When you shoot your best friend, that is just over the limit.
And you need to be shot.
That's too much.
That's what we've learned. I think that's the takeaway.
Mm-hmm. We did. Wow.
If you're going to kill, kill them all.
You're right. The language was great.
Hey,
what's the big idea?
Yeah. Never take me alive. That was just great. You know, there you go, Chevy Academy. That's Kojak. It's my Kojak record. Yay.
For your consideration for Song of the Year?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Something. I don't know what it is. But it was fun. It was a throwback. And, you know, I mean, if you got the time to sit and listen to it, I mean, you can't be vacuuming and listening to this. It's something you listen back. You close your eyes. Theater of the mind.
Right.
And it's fun. It's just fun.
Right.
And
I think we have a new category, oddest of the year.
We probably should make that category,
record. We brought in some shit.
I do have a funny Kojak story that's not mine, but I listened to the Dana Gould Hour. He's a comedian and writer for The Simpsons and stuff, and he does a podcast. And he was telling this story about he had a friend over back when they were little kids, like eight or nine, and they're doing a sleepover, him and the friend. Of course, you know, when you got your little buddy over, sometimes you'll sleep in the living room because everybody was watching TV and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have TVs in our rooms back then.
Right, yeah, you just had the one TV in the living
room. Yeah, the family had the big color TV console.
Yeah, the color TV was in the living room.
Yeah, the big TV was in the living room.
So the two boys are asleep. It's the middle of the night. Well, mom had fallen asleep in the recliner. So mom's there, too, and she's sleeping. So in the next morning, Dan and his little friend, they get up and they're having breakfast, and his friend goes, "Your mom... in the middle of the night, what? She woke up. I got up. I was kind of still awake, and I heard your mom kind of still asleep, kind of moving her chair and talking her sleep. I just heard her kind of roll and go, 'Get him, Kojak.'"
I need a shirt that says that. Get him, Kojak.
Get him, Kojak.
We need get him, Kojak. Chevy Rhodes t-shirts is
get
what we need. Get him, Kojak.
Who loves you?
That a girl. Yeah. Dana Gould's mom.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Well, that was now, I say it was Telly Savalas. There's no credit anywhere.
It sounded like Telly Savalas to me. Yeah,
It might even been the guys too, like Crocker and those guys too, Stavros and stuff.
Yeah,
because they did sound genuine. I don't know who actually signed on or who it was. Could have been Rich Little for all we know, right?
Rich Little.
But that was the album. It's Kojak Book and Record Set. That was, of course, A Question of Honor. It came out in '77 on Peter Pan Records. The producer was an Alan Korb. And the script writer was David Dan. So props to David Dan for that cool 70s New York City cop lingo.
What's the big idea?
Yeah, what do you think you're doing here?
The whole Magilla.
You're going to do that with that pea shooter, Kojak?
Oh, so good.
So fun.
Well, AD and I are in the midst of our summer touring schedule, so we're going to leave it at that. Just one record apiece this time. Next week, look forward to a full-on episode 183. That's going to be fun.
Oh, it'll be raging and throbbing.
Just like, God. Just like per usual. So thank you guys very much for tuning in.
I was waiting to see what you're going to say about that.
Well, you're always over there throbbing and,
So thank you guys very much for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and say that 182 is officially in the books.
It's in the books.
You guys come over and say hi to us and join the big community. Well, not so big, but it's a community.
Doesn't matter.
Really. It gets bigger every day.
That's right. At the social media outlets at Shabby Podcast. I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Instagram is raging of late, so
throbbing.
And throbbing.
It is. It's throbbing a bit.
Raging and throbbing.
Yes.
I think that's the title of the episode.
I'm glad
we got it already. So let's thank Liz Morgan for running the controls over there. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome very much.
And she's brought with her Sal 5000.
I have no desire to have fun.
Obviously. Tonight. Wow. Also, guys, if you want to support the show, you can go over to our website, shabbyroadrecordshow.com, and click on that Amazon banner and buy your Kojak records or your DVD set of all the Kojaks you can stand. just click through our banner, Amazon banner, first. It doesn't cost you a penny, and we get a little kickback here to pay for the electricity that Shabby Road swallows whole each and every day. And I want to thank our buddy Glenn Bennett for buying some beer for us tonight. So we have been enjoying
Thank you, Glenn.
The new beer of Shabby Road is Miller High Life.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't get more American, and we're sorry for that.
I brought it in, and Liz goes, oh, I love that.
I do.
Me too. And AD's like, you know what? That's good beer. And they're like, okay.
We should save Glenn's donation for and get some Newcastle with it at least.
We probably should.
That would be the least.
We probably should.
So we appreciate
or refund
that.
Half of his money.
Yeah. It's kind of going by America. Just the most American damn beer.
Yeah. The way to get the beer over to us is by going to the website again, the aforementioned shabbyroadrecordshow.com. There's a big old frosty mug of beer there that says fill the fridge, and that's what Glenn Bennett did. So thank you, Glenn and Gaynor Bennett.
Yeah,
happy anniversary, you
right?
two.
Yeah, you love birds.
All right.
That's get a roam, you
great,
two.
Great yeah. friends of ours and listeners to the show over in the UK.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh,
from Ull.
Right.
Home of Mick Ronson.
Yeah.
Is that it? Well, the mystery boxes are empty. I always go, did I forget something? The mystery boxes are actually strewn across the floor haphazardly, AD, and one accidentally killed a cockroach, which normally would be a good thing, but that was a load-bearing cockroach. So we better leave before the walls come down. But before I go, I'll say bye-bye to my load-bearing co-host, A.D. Adams.
I got a load on you, babe. Well, the clock on the wall is indicating that it's just about 2 minutes till shut this shit fest down o'clock. So let's just pack up our vinyl, our pride, and any hope of any type of future gainful employment and call it another evening well spent here at the old Shabby Road Studio and Vomitorium. To all of you listening, thank you so much for stopping by, for spinning some records with us, and for tripping with us the night craptastic. We appreciate you listening, and please keep sharing all of our social media posts like they were naked pictures of your hateful ex. So until next time we meet, I'd like to wish my pal and my co-host, Ryan McKay, happy shabbin'.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What's the big idea?
Happy shabbin'.
I thought you were going to give us the big Megillah.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. Nameonanything.com.